Good evening, everybody. Parashat Vayeshev.
And you've got the mitzvah that I told you it was the wrong place that Matthew had been to.
What's the wrong place?
I thought you were going to... You went to Barcelona.
Yes.
And she went to... she went to...
Never mind. I've been to Barcelona. It's a beautiful, beautiful town. A lot to see. And a very interesting experience from the Jewish point of view regarding those thinking about when you're walking in those alleys in the Jewish quarter, which is called also the Gothic quarter of Barcelona, and thinking about all the Jews that used to live there, and there are hardly any living there today, but there is a community, and they have, I think, four synagogues. One is conservative, the other one is reform, and then there is also a Sfaradi and Ashkenazi. I don't know if they have minions there, and there is Bet Chabad. I daven at Bet Chabad. They have a mountain, by the way, it's called the Jews Mountain, which there was the Jewish graveyard used to be there. And on the museum, on top of the mountain, in a castle, they have... A tombstone from with the Jewish writing on it, which is also very interesting. The synagogue that is one of the, I think, if not the ancient synagogue in Europe, more than 1,000 years, or maybe even more. It's from the Roman times, this synagogue. Anyway, we all pray and hope that the time will come that all the Jews all over the world will come here to Eretz Israel, and the Gaula will come, and we will finish this journey that we're going through in life, which, by the way, starts in our parsha. It even started before, but maybe Joseph more than all the others, it's very clear what he's going through, which is a symbol to what we are going through in our lifetime.
Okay, the
Shira
memory of my father.
Avraham ben Baruch Simcha. Okay. So we all know that our parsha is also filled with dreams. Joseph's dreams, the ministers of Egypt dreams. But before we go into those dreams, we want to understand what's going on in this parsha. Because there is a big puzzle here. Because every time we get here, you know, after we met Yaakov and we saw what he's doing, and when we say Titen Emet, who we give the Emet to? The truth to Yaakov. And Yaakov is like, not exactly the figure that I will give him the Emet. I will find maybe somebody else, maybe Avram, maybe Yitzchak. But definitely not Yaakov, because Yaakov is playing around quite a lot. And he's doing things that we don't like when we look at them from the outside. But we explained and we talked and we understand that there is the inside and the outside. And we understood that Jacob had to do what he did. And this is the truth, the emet. Truth is when it serves the good side. Lie is when it serves the bad side. And that's what it is on one leg, if we say. Now we get to Joseph, and we see very strange thing. This Yaakov is preferring one son more than all the others. The 12 tribes, those holy people, they want to kill their brother. Nevertheless, they sell it. And we all know the Gemara, they say, the Mishnah, Gadol hamachti'o yoter me'orgo. The one who makes you sin is worse than the one who kills you. Why? Because if you kill somebody, you kill him in this world. It still gains the next world. But if you make him sin, he loses everything. He loses also the next world. So in other words, selling Joseph to the Ishmaelite or the Midianite, if we have time, we'll go through it also, and then to the Egyptian, if you definitely bring him to the wrong place, and to have a very bad influence on him. And this is, by the way, what we'll see in a minute, Yaakov was worried about. So Yaakov is taking one brother, which is Joseph, and takes him aside and favors him, that's the way it looks, more than all the others. The others see this, they got jealous, and they want to kill him, which is also very strange. Those holy brothers want to kill their own brother. And then this Joseph is also a joke. He's got those fancy dreams about ruling everybody. And who is he telling those dreams to? His brothers who? Hate him. Which is also very strange. So let's try and understand what's going on here. First of all, let's see. Why is Yaakov favoring Joseph and not the others? Or let's say he takes him and gives him a special coat. And then he treated him in a very different way.
You know, it's like every family.
Yes.
Especially if you have a big family. And there's one son who apparently has the wit, the knowledge, and the potential to be somebody great. So, of course, the father more or less leans to that son.
What you said now... Anywhere. What you said now is exactly the point of view of the brothers. The brothers, that's what they think, but they also think he's not suitable for the job. That's why they want to kill him. And we'll get to it in a minute. But we want to know why Yaakov, which is a very clever guy, as we all know, is doing this, knowing that it can cause problems. We all know, they teach us, give all the children the same. You don't want to start problems. We all know it.
So was Rachel's son.
So, even worse. No. You're taking the son of... Okay, you can favor him, but don't show it. It's no problem. You can... You know, always... Sometimes, you know, you have a son or a child that is more like you in your head, in the same thing, and you like him a little more, or you... Let's say you are more connected to him, to the others, but if you're clever... You won't show it. But here he's showing it. He's buying a special coat that everybody sees. This guy is special. Why is he doing it? So first of all, let's understand what is exactly Joseph doing here. Joseph is called Ben Skunim. What is Ben Skunim? Who is the Ben Skunim normally?
Ben Yamin is the
youngest.
So why is Joseph the Ben Skunim? It's another interesting thing. Binyamin is the youngest. So one of the explanations says that because Joseph already got the job, so Binyamin couldn't get it. But there is a more interesting, so I think the Malbim brings it. You see, when Binyamin was born, what happened? In other words, every time Yaakov is looking on Binyamin, what does he see?
Rachel
died when she gave birth to this son. Impossible that he's going to be the Ben Skunim. Because the Ben Skunim, at that time, he used to be the guy who was looking after his father at home. And that's why Yaakov gave him the special coat. Because all the other brothers were working in the field. They needed working clothes. But he was working at home for his father. And in honor of his father, he couldn't go with dirty clothes or with working clothes. He had to be dressed properly. As we go back, Esav HaRasha, he had special clothes when he came to his father. Bigdei Esav HaChamudot. So, of course, Yaakov, giving Joseph this job, had to give him a special coat. So what's the problem? Well, what's the problem with the brothers? But the brothers see that it's not only that he gives him the special coat. It's much more than this. Because the Torah is telling us in Pasuk 4, Vayir'u echav, got it? Vayir'u echav, ki oto ahav avi'em mikol echav. They see that he loves Joseph more than all his brothers. And then hated him and lo yachlu davar, couldn't speak with him.
So he really showed that he
loved him. Now, why did he do this? Look what's written in Pasuk 2. Ele toldot Yaakov. What is toldot?
Generations.
Who are the generations of Yaakov? You tell me before you read what's written here. No, what? I'm asking you. Who?
All his children.
How many? All his children. And who is written here?
Yes.
All his children?
No.
Only one. Ele toldot Yaakov of Yosef.
Ah.
In other words, the Torah itself is telling us Joseph is special. Another interesting point. And I want to see if you can pick it up. Ele toldot Yaakov, Yosef ben 17 shana, haya roe et echav batzon, vehu na'ar et bnei birab nezan she'aviv, vayave Yosef et ibnama elaveim, veYisrael ahav et Yosef mikol banav. Do you see something strange here?
Including Israel.
What happened? You start with Yaakov, and then suddenly it gets to be Israel? Now, if you remember, we talked about Rahayim HaKadosh says that there's always a reason when the Torah is using Yaakov or Yogi Israel. When it's using Yaakov, it's a low level. It's the wandering Jew, it's the Jew in the diaspora, it's the Jew in problems, it's the Jew in problems. When the Torah is using Israel, it means greatness. It means something holy. Am Israel. It's not Am Yaakov, it's Am Israel. And when did he get Yaakov the name? We saw last week. Kisaritai melokim v'im anashim, because you have achieved the highest level, then I call you Israel. So when the Torah is not only using the same Israel, she's changing it in a few psukim. Ele toldot Yaakov Yosef. And the Parsha starts Vayeshev Yaakov. So twice we have Yaakov in the beginning of the Parsha. And then suddenly, this Yaakov changed to Israel. Which it's telling us what?
That he's going to be
Talking about sanctification.
Israel Ahav et Yosef. What does it say, the Torah? That this is a physical thing or a spiritual thing?
Spiritual.
Because we use the name Israel. So in other words, the love of Yaakov to Joseph is something special, and it is 100% right. So let's understand why. That's why it's written, Ele toldot Yaakov Yosef. Toldot is also what you're going through in life. Ele toldotav shel Yitzchak. Ele toldotav shel Rami. The Torah, it's when I want to tell the story about what he went through in life, I would say, Ele toldotav. In other words, if I want to know what Yaakov went into in his life, where should I look? Joseph. And if we check it, it's quite right. Joseph went through life in very similar way as Yaakov. Yaakov, his brother, wants to kill him. Joseph, his brother, wants to kill him. Yaakov has to leave home. Joseph also leaves home. Yaakov gets married far away. Joseph also gets married. The Midrash brings all the equality, all the things that are equal in the both. And you see really that Joseph is really going on with life the same way as Yaakov. So what is Yaakov?
Yaakov went voluntarily and Yosef was sold.
Yaakov didn't went voluntarily when he had to run away from his brother wanted to kill him. Yeah, and he didn't want to be with Lavan Arasha. The same way as Joseph didn't want to go with the Egyptian. But the thing is that Yaakov knows it. Because the name Israel shows us that there is something here inside. And the inside tells us that Yaakov know or knew that Joseph is going to go through life and will have the right tools to stand and to have the ability to go through it and stay a righteous guy. And in order to do this, who is a better teacher than Yaakov Avinu? Now, he doesn't have to teach those things to the brothers. He has to teach it to Joseph, because Joseph is the one who's going to go away. All the brothers are near him, as we see later on. So in other words, what Yaakov is really doing is not favoring Joseph more than the others. He is just taking him aside and educating him and giving him the tools that to have the ability to go through life with all the problems that are in front of him. But the brothers, they don't see this picture. They see a different picture. They see a father that takes one of the sons, and as you say, he is the chosen one. He is the special one. And what was before? Avram Avinu. Who took the way then after Avram Avinu? How many children?
Two.
One. Only Yitzchak. Ishmael was sent away. And when Yitzchak comes, who is taking the lead after Yitzchak?
Yeah.
Also one. So they say to themselves, what's happening now? The same thing. Yaakov has chosen his successor, and it is Yosef. Ele toldot, Yaakov, Yosef. Okay, so what? But they tell themselves, this guy, he's going to ruin the whole plan. This guy is a show-off. He is a stinker, as we say in Hebrew. He goes and tells stories about them. And then, when he tells them his dreams, this guy wants to be on top of us. This is a guy that is suitable for the job? What do you think from this point of view? Definitely not. So what do we have to do something about it? Because otherwise, the whole plan of God is not going to come through. And the same way as Jacob took the law to his hands, we have to take the law to our hands. Our father did the same. He stole the blessing from his brother. So we will find a way to get rid of this brother who is not suitable for the job. That's why they get to the level to kill him. Not because of just a simple haters. It's a spiritual thing. They understand that this guy is going to be the successor and is not suitable for the job. Now I'll ask another question. Joseph, yes?
This was so altruistic, as you say. I don't think that the Torah would put it in such a manner or fashion.
What?
The way the boy want to put him into a pit and everything else, it was all altruistic, their thinking.
If it was only Shema, why did the Torah seem to write it? It seems negative.
Sorry again?
If it was only Shema, what they were trying to kill Yosef,
yes.
Why does the Torah read like it's more negative?
Because it was wrong. It was wrong. We just now what we're trying to explain is what all the figures think. We're not saying who is right or wrong. First of all, we have to understand what's going on here. Because it's impossible that the brothers will want to kill their brother, their own brother, if he didn't do anything. And the only reason is because his father loved him. That's not a reason to kill somebody. Definitely not when we're talking about Reuven, Judah, Levi, Shimon. It's impossible. So we have to understand the reason. So that's the reason. If they are right or wrong, history definitely said they were wrong. We're paying for it till today. They were wrong thinking. But they didn't know that God said that from Yaakov, it's all of them together. Not only one. They didn't know it. That's what they thought. By the way, Joseph also did a mistake telling what he told to his brother, to his father. It's not only there the only mistake, but we want to understand what's going on here. What's the reason? And now, something even stranger. There is a Gemara that says, if you dream a dream, and you want to solve the dream is going to come through the way the one who solves the dream is going to tell you. It's very interesting. In other words, if you go to three people and each one of them is going to translate or explain the dream in a different way, all those three things are going to happen to you. As long as they don't go against each other. Because if it goes against each other, the first one is going to be the solution of the dream. It's, don't ask me why, that's a Gemara. And we always thought that dreams are, if they're being explained, that's the only solution. But no, the Gemara says no. Achalom olech achar potro. That's what the Gemara says. So okay, if I know this, when I have a dream, who am I going to tell it? To somebody who loves me or to somebody who hates me? If he hates me, he's going to translate the dream in a wrong way and I'm going to suffer. So I will go to somebody who loves me. And he's going to translate the dream. What is Joseph doing?
He's telling his brothers. Don't like.
He's telling the ones that don't like.
Is he crazy?
Naive.
What? And this is the figure that we meet later on. This is a naive guy? Definitely not. He's a very clever guy. He becomes the ruler of all Egypt. In other words, of the whole ancient world. So this guy goes to his brothers and tells them those fancy dreams that he wants to rule them. Why does he do it? Because he knows that their brothers know, as well as he knows, that the dream goes after the one who gives the explanation of the dream. So if he wanted them to understand that those dreams are really true dreams and he loves his brothers and he's got no bad intention, he's going to tell them the dream. Maybe this way they will understand and realize that he loves them and he's got no bad feeling for them, and all what he's doing is to tell them what's going to happen. And by the way, we see later on, Joseph never ever hurts his brother. With all what they did to him, he had the right to give them back who knows what. He's not doing it. He's supporting them the whole way. And I think that one of the biggest psukim in our parsha is Et achai ani mevakesh. When he goes to look for his brother, he says, I am looking for my brother. It's a big thing. He still thinks about them as brothers. And he knows he's not stupid. He knows that they hate them. But he thinks and always tries to make things right. That's Yosef HaTzadik. That's why he's telling them those dreams. And after he tells them the first dream, and he sees that they hate him more, every normal guy definitely is not going to tell the next dream to them. And he's again doing the same thing. Unbelievable. But now we understand what each one of the figures is thinking when they act and do those strange things. Why is Yaakov favoring one son more than the others? Why the brothers hate this son and want to kill him? And why this son, Joseph, is telling all those fancy dreams to his brothers? This same guy goes to the field far away to those brothers, alone, by himself, to those brothers who hate him. And he's not doing anything, by the way. No, they throw him. They threw him to a pit. What is Joseph doing all this time? The Torah is not telling us anything. Like, he's how do you say? He's taking it, okay, that's what I have to do, and that's what I'm doing. Hey, after we read the whole story, you know that there was a big plan here. But when it started, who knows? Nobody. But there's Yosef HaTzadik. And by the way, he is such a great tzaddik that when we choose the figure that is going to be the king of Israel, and we have two figures, Joseph and Judah, who do we choose? Who would you choose? Joseph. Knowing the story with Judah, what he's doing in our parsha? Sleeping with his with the wife of his son?
Didn't know
it's going to a hooker. Sorry, no, I don't want to talk too much, but it doesn't look good. You can say whatever you want. Doesn't look good. And after being with the hooker, he wants to kill her. Why? Because what did she do?
He wants to get rid of the evidence.
Exactly.
and the way he acts and everything, we wouldn't choose Judah to be the king.
No.
Yeah. We would choose Joseph. Yeah. But God is choosing Judah.
Apparently,
why?
Also, Joseph figures that this was preordained. So,
okay.
That's why he kept feeding him the stories. He figured,
yeah,
no matter
of
what,
That's the plan.
The future, yeah.
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah, but I'm asking, why do you think
Joseph was much more suitable? He ran Egypt.
So I'm asking, why do you think? Let's try and think. Why is Judah the one who is being chosen and not Joseph? I'll ask you a simple question. If I want to rely to somebody, would it be Joseph or Judah?
Judah.
I would connect myself to Judah, not to Joseph. Joseph is this tzaddik up there in heaven. He's so righteous that nobody can be like him. Look what he's going through. And he's still being a tzaddik. Who can be like this? A saint. Are we saints? Is Judah a saint?
No.
So Judah is the one who is suitable to be our king, and not Joseph. Because if Joseph would be our king, who can stand in his... what he wants from us to do. We can never go with him. But in the future, it will be Joseph with Judah. That's we have Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. But we all know that eventually it will be Mashiach ben David. So where is Joseph here in the picture? The idea is very simple, that when the time comes, we will have this combination of Joseph and Judah. That will be the complete picture. From one side, the power of Joseph to stand through anything and still be a tzaddik, and from the other side, also be connected to earth, like Judah. But in this life, right now, it's Judah, not Joseph. Because we cannot get to this level. So from one side, yes, Yosef HaTzadik. But Yosef HaTzadik, it's okay. But there is another quality. That Judah was chosen to be the king.
It's honesty. When he admitted that he was the father.
We all know our leaders. When they do a mistake, how they stand right and says, I did a mistake. We all know it, yes, we see it every day.
Oh, yeah.
We saw it also now, just now. But that's the power of Judah. That's why he's suitable to be a king. Because, you know, I did a mistake, I admit it, and I try to fix it. And that's a quality of a king. Be connected to this world, to understand the simple people